Title: Crypto and Russia Sanctions, a Primer and Survival Guide for Crypto Companies. Content: The recent comprehensive economic sanctions by the US and other nations against Russia has propelled the crypto community onto the geopolitical stage in a major way. As with other forms of payment and methods of money transmission, cryptocurrency and cryptocurrency exchanges are at risk for exploitation by criminal actors, including those attempting to evade economic sanctions. Several attributes of cryptocurrencies that are usually touted in favor of the technology, pseudonymity, decentralization, digitalization, are now giving government officials, regulators, and lawmakers cause for concern in the sanctions climate. In response, leaders in the crypto community are voicing support of sanctions compliance and citing aspects of the technology, traceability, immutability, visibility, in reassurance of it. As discussed below, there are several steps that crypto platforms can take to further efforts in blocking and detecting sanctions evasion activity on their platforms. Cryptocurrency-related uses in sanction evasion. There are multiple ways that cryptocurrency technology can be harnessed to evade the sanctions on Russia. This is particularly important given this volume of illicit assets that originate or are transmitted through Russia. According to blockchain tracking analysts, about 74% of the global ransomware revenue last year went to entities likely affiliated with Russia. 1. Digital ruble. The Russian government is developing a digital ruble, its own central bank digital currency, that it could use to trade directly with other countries that accept the digital currency without first converting it into US dollars. This would undermine and lessen the intended economic pressures of US sanctions on Russia. Anonymity-enhanced cryptocurrencies, AECs. AECs are a relatively new type of cryptocurrency that further reduce the transparency of crypto transactions and financial flows. AECs could be utilized by sanctioned entities to hide their identities and avoid blocks on exchange platforms. Mixing services. Mixers enable users to conceal or further obfuscate the source or owner of cryptocurrency to prevent others from tracing a transmission back to its source. Like AECs, the use of mixing services would enable sanctioned entities to conceal their identities and escape detection. Multiple wallet addresses. Wallets are easy to open, and sanctioned actors can open up multiple wallets to move funds from a flagged or blacklisted wallet to a new wallet on another platform. Decentralized exchanges. Some decentralized exchanges, or DEX, allow for automated peer-to-peer transactions without the need to open an account or custodial relationship with the exchange platform. Sanctioned actors can use DEX in connection with some of these other strategies, including multiple wallet addresses and chain hopping, to swap and mix cryptocurrencies and hide the true source of their assets. Foreign centralized exchanges. Centralized exchanges in high-risk jurisdictions with inadequate anti-money laundering, AML, compliance standards have been linked to transfers of illicit funds, particularly as preferred cash-out points in the process of laundering funds in cryptocurrency to fiat currency. Chain hopping. Chain hopping refers to the process of converting one cryptocurrency into a different cryptocurrency at least once before moving the funds to another platform, e.g., a customer account that receives cryptocurrency from an external wallet and subsequently initiates multiple trades among multiple cryptocurrencies, often in rapid succession. Sanctioned actors can use this practice to make it harder to trace their transaction history back to the original blockchain, and has been linked to transfers of illicit funds. 2. Risk mitigation strategies. There are several risk mitigation measures that crypto platforms, such as exchanges and wallets, can utilize to block and detect attempts to engage in sanctioned activity on their platforms. Blocking access by sanctioned entities. Screen account applications against lists of sanctioned entities require identifying information, such as names and countries of residence, and validate this information against Internet Protocol (IP) addresses and publicly available information. Utilize geofencing controls to block IP addresses from sanctioned countries detecting evasion attempts. Regularly screen